Will you please pray with me? Loving God, we thank you. We thank you for opening us up to you. We ask for your guidance and your wisdom. We ask for your help as we strive to do our best. Amen. As I mentioned at the beginning of service, throughout the month of July, we have focused on the book, The Four Agreements, by Don Miguel Ruiz. As you might remember, the first agreement is be impeccable with your word. And what that means isn't only to tell the truth, although that's part of it. It's also about understanding the power that words have. The power of creating realities, the power of building people up, the power of crushing people's souls. When we are impeccable with our word, we understand and we acknowledge the power of words. When we are impeccable with our word, we use words to lift up, not to harm. The next agreement is don't take anything personally. That day, I sent you home with little pieces of paper that said, don't take anything personally. I hope you carried them around with you or stuck them on a mirror or put them in your car, places where you'll see them, and are constantly reminded, don't take anything personally. Last week, we discussed don't make assumptions. When we make assumptions, we can end up being so harmed or harming others for no reason at all. So much pain and suffering comes from these two things, taking things personally and making assumptions. And this brings us to the fourth agreement. Always do your best. Always do your best. Now, when we say always do your best, we're not talking about perfection. It is not saying always be perfect. Because if you set out to always be perfect in everything you do, then you're in for a lot of heartache, a lot of pain. But when you set yourself up to do your best, you acknowledge that in this moment, you are doing the best that you have with what you've got to work with. And sometimes your best is so amazing and you're like, yes. And sometimes your best is like, well, I managed to put pants on and get to church. And that's about it. Thank you, everyone who managed to do both of those things today. So, your best is what you have to give this world, to give to yourself. And we all know how we feel those times that we don't do our best. And even in those times, sometimes we can realize later that we were doing our best with what we had right then. When we are exhausted, when we are burnt out, when we are depressed, when life feels like too much, and we don't show up for something, we did our best. And other times, we don't do our best. And that's just a reality because we're human beings. But if we always do our best, if we always set that intention, and we fall short, the good news is that we get a redo. We get to try again. We can do our best the next time. So when we say we're going to be impeccable with our word, and then we realize, oh, but it just feels so good to gossip about someone. When we say we don't take anything personally, and then someone walks by with a grumpy face, and we make up a whole story in our minds about what that grumpy face meant, when the reality is that they walked past us and didn't even see us. When we say we're not going to make assumptions and we jump to conclusions that aren't reality, we can always do it again. We can always try better next time. We can always do our best, even if the thing we just did wasn't great. In the passage from Corinthians that we heard today, it's one of the more familiar passages. You've probably heard it at weddings. Sometimes you hear it at funerals. This passage is about love. And with love, we are called to boldness. We are called to courage. We are called by God to love well. So how do we love one another well? By doing our best. We are called to do our best with our loving. And that's a lot of work, right? Because it's one thing to kind of do your best with yourself, but when you think about loving other people, whether that's the person who you are romantically involved with, whether that is your family, your chosen family, your church family, your coworkers, yes, even if you are called by God to love your coworkers. I mean, I love all my coworkers. I really do. I promise I do. But we are called by God to love one another. And loving each other, sometimes maybe, we don't always like each other at every minute, us human beings, right? But when we are called by God to love each other, we are being called to a higher order of things. So what does this mean? This called to do our best with loving. It's not about being perfect. And it's not about making an excuse. I did my best. Haven't we all said that? I did my best. When really we mean, I phoned it in. You know, kind of did it. But here's the important thing. It's also not about checking off some box. It's not about trudging through and suffering. It's not about doing all of these things to get a reward. All too often, we confuse our best, especially when it comes to love, with some kind of an economy. I put this in order to get that out. We're not trading here. We're just loving each other. We are just doing our best. Don Miguel Ruiz says, keep in mind that your best is not going to be the same from one moment to the next. Everything is alive and changing all the time. So your best will sometimes be high quality and other times, not so good. So when we do our best, we are also called to cut ourselves some slack. Nothing hurts my heart more than saying or doing the wrong thing and disappointing someone else. That is so hard for me. I like to think that my superpower is loving people. Like, I love to love people. I just love people. That is what I love to do. And when I hurt someone's feelings, when I say the wrong thing, when I do the wrong thing, when I act in an insensitive way, it hurts my heart. What if I learned to cut myself some slack? My husband is, I wish y'all could see his face. Is anyone else like this? I'm seeing so many people nodding right now. What happens if we acknowledge that we love to love each other and we are going to mess it up? We are going to make mistakes. It's safe to do this. It's safe to acknowledge this. It's safe to step into this place if we can trust that every single person is also doing their best. And when someone else's best isn't good enough for you, what if you can trust that they are truly trying? And when your own best doesn't live up to your standards, what if you can trust that you are truly trying? You are truly doing your best. If we can trust that, then our best becomes good enough even if it doesn't meet the expectations that we set. Even when the project that we have at work doesn't go the way that we want. Even when the conversations we have with our loved ones don't kind of go as smoothly as we had hoped. Even when we make a big mistake. If we can truly trust each other and promise each other that we will do our best, knowing that best is going to vary from moment to moment, knowing that our best is not perfect, but it is what we have to offer each other, is what we have to offer God, it is what we have to offer ourselves. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians that love is patient, love is kind, love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. And love is hard. Because it's hard to be patient. It's hard to be kind. It's hard to not be envious. It's hard to not be boastful. It can be hard to not be arrogant and hard to not be rude. But we can just trust in this thing called love that insists not on its own way, that does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in truth? What is this thing that God calls us to, this thing that bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things? What is this? This is what love looks like when we are doing our best. When we are doing our best to show up for one another, we cannot mess it up. Just because the outcome might not be what we want, we are doing our best. When we give our family and our friends and our partners and our church, when we give Christ our best, we are not looking for a reward. We are not doing this with an expectation of, then I'll get a favor. We're not even doing it so we get to go to heaven when we die. We are just doing our best for the sake of doing our best. Not because we want to be rewarded. Not because I'll do something good and then I'll get this thing. Just your best. As Paul says, love never ends. Prophecies will come to an end. Tongues will cease. Knowledge will come to an end. The things that we crave and want and need, the things we want to learn, the things we want to own, all of that will one day be gone, and there is only one thing that will be left, and that is love. Love is at the center. It outlasts all of this. All of it. And I know that we get tired. This thing called living, having a human body is exhausting. Being around other people is tiring. It is hard to do our best. But when we say, I love you, God, we do our best. When we say, I love you, God, we recognize our brokenness. We recognize that we can't always live up to the expectations we set for ourselves, but we can always, in every moment, make the decision to do our best. Paul speaks of putting an end to childish ways. How do we put an end to our childish ways? We learn that as little kids, maybe we're not always impeccable with our word. Maybe we take things personally. Maybe we make assumptions, and as we grow up, and we're all still growing up, right? Our word means something. Our ability to not take things personally can grow within us. We can learn to not make assumptions, and all of this helps us to do our best. As we serve love, we serve God. We do our best in community. Look around at this family that we have made together. Some of you are here for the first time. Some of you have been here for years. Some of you have gotten fed up and left and come back. Some of you got fed up with somewhere else and came here. Even I did that one. You know, whatever it was that brought you here, you are here for a reason. This is our home. This is what we make. This is the love that we create. It is not perfect, and it will not be. God never calls us to perfection in the way that we envision it. God calls us to perfection in the way that God envisions it. And those two things can look very different. But what we know is that if we can trust love, if we can trust that we are doing our best in each moment, then we are serving God the way we are called. Paul says, "Now I know only in part, but then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And faith, hope, and love abide, these three. The greatest of these is love. So family, I ask that you join me in committing in your heart, in your soul, committing to God to do your best at loving yourself. That's a hard one, I know. Loving each other, loving this family. And if we always trust that we do our best with one another, then we cannot fail. All we can do is serve God as God intended. Amen."